My name is Latoya Mandy-Spain from Sierra Leone, Nigeria. I'm a musician, an activist. I work with different migrant communities. That's basically what I do.
How long have you been living in Hamburg, Latoya?
I've been in Hamburg now permanently since 1994. I was here in 86 to 87 as an exchange student. But since 1994, I'm permanently here.
Would you like to tell me, what do you relate with the city, Hamburg? Do you have any associations when you think about Hamburg which come up in your mind?
With Hamburg at the moment, I would say I relate diversity to it. I relate it to a place where, with a lot of potential, I see it as a city which is still being developed and created. And I see that I have a role to play in this direction.
Wonderful. And what about the slogan that the city has, Tor zur Welt? Would you tell me one or two sentences about that slogan? What does it do with you?
I can say, like, when I came to Hamburg in 1996, the gate to the world, of course, sounds very inviting. But at the time, I realized that this gate is not open to everybody. It's very open to goods, products, resources. But when it comes to people, it's very discriminatory.
Now we'll go back to the city, and I would like to ask you, where do you think that remembrance is gathered in the city? Where can we keep remembrance?
Remembrance, I think, is everywhere. Remembrance is everywhere. But if you're talking of from a white perspective, from the Eurocentric perspective of manipulating resemblance and creating structures and memoria in order to retell history in a way which makes some people appear better, more powerful, more intelligent, more successful, then I would say yes, it is. This type of remembrance is concentrated on certain areas. But like I said, Hamburg is for me an open city with different people, and we all have this obligation to remember. And remembering for me is not only in places, but our minds, our bodies, education. Yeah, it's a very big word. I don't know if we can really...
But you already give me two aspects which I'd like to find out a little bit more. When you say about the remembrance from the official point of view, where do you think about this kind of information with which we are always confronted with? I mean, can you tell me one place in Hamburg where you always see this same story being told over and over again?
Over and over again. It could be, for example, like if you look at the Hafen City and you walk through it and you see these buildings of power, of affluence, you know, status symbols. I mean, sometimes you see buildings and colonial is written there like a big title, which one should be proud of.
So the bodies remember as well, and there were also some bodies which were trying to think about the colonial history of the city. You have probably heard about the Staatspapier and so on. Maybe you can tell me a little bit what about, where do you see, you said already that there are some places in which colonial is a prestige word to be proud of. Can you tell me other places in Hamburg in which this colonial legacy is so present that you always are a little, you don't feel comfortable there or something? Is there a place and a special place for you in Hamburg?
There are two places I can think of. One everyday place, for example, are street names, you know, like there was a big fight, Schimmelmannstrasse, things, some names like this. But not everybody maybe knows the history of these names, but like a particular place I can mention is the Museum for Völkerkunde. This is for me like expresses it totally. And we talk of post-colonial, but the question is, you cannot talk of post-colonial while colonialism hasn't ended.
Do you think that there's a way that we could rethink this place, the Völkerkunde Museum? Do you see a way out of the colonial gaze there?
There probably is the way out. By being honest, we cannot rewrite history. But if we go from the points that we have to talk about, we cannot disconnect decolonization from colonialism, from imperialism. There's a connect. And the people who have these histories, one has to have them involved. It's not possible to also take over the post-colonization or the decolonization process. The first step for me would be putting the decolonization process in the hands of those who have suffered most from colonialism.
And do you know somewhere in Hamburg or somewhere else where the power relationships have been put aside in a way where we are able to manage decolonial spaces? Have you had that impression in Hamburg or somewhere else in the world?
In Hamburg, I can't really speak of a specific place. I would have to think a bit more about that. I can't really name a particular place at the moment.
Okay, don't worry. Just to close up, maybe, can you tell me a little bit more about remembrance and the body? Do you think that it is possible to put non-white bodies on the public sphere? What would be the strategies to make visible other kinds of memories through the body?
Mm-hmm. Making visible cannot come from the other. And also, I think, realizing that things have changed. I mean, Hamburg is an open society, and Germans are no longer just white. So I think if we have an honest way of display, a truly inclusive way of displaying, I think it happens naturally. So for me, the problem is basically the political struggle, which is ongoing, and these are just symptoms of a bigger issue, which we are all still trying to deal with.
And what would be that issue?
The issue of inequality, the issue of imperialist exploitation, which still goes on. This whole imbalance is still the issue. And I think honesty would be the first doubt. Honesty in the educational system, what we teach the children, how we narrate history in the books, that would be, for me, like the first step. And in the Ghanaian community tradition, there's a saying from the Akan, Sankofa people, and it's a symbol with like a bird, and it has its head looking back. And it says, like Sankofa, you have to look back, in other words, to move forward. And I think, yeah, that would be like really the first step in simply relating the past honestly from the perspectives of everyone. That would be a first start. I think when one can really relate the past in an honest way, there is already a lot to be learned.
Thank you very much, Latoya.
You're welcome.